This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Mishnayis l'lenishmas, my father, Moshe Yitzchak ben Doiv, also l'schus refuah shalem v'kol chay le'am Yisrael, also l'schus kol am Yisrael, especially those who are in Asunim, b'tzaro v'shivya. We're up to Meseches Makis, Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph. We were talking before about when someone kills a person, and now we're going to talk about if someone kills someone b'shaygig, and that makes him to be chayiv to go to galus, to be in an ir miklat, to go running to an ir miklat, so that he should save his life, and what that means, he should be the goyel adam shouldn't kill him. Elu hein hagoylim. These are the people that need to go to galus. Ha'hirig nefesh b'shkaga, someone who kills someone by mistake. He didn't do it on purpose. He did it by mistake. It's considered that he needs to go to galus. Now there is a pasuk that says vayapel alav, that the thing fell on the person who got killed. Whatever this thing is that kills him, whatever way it happened, the thing fell. So we're now going to learn about what this means, that it was in a direction of falling. If someone was straightening out his roof, and he was using this tool called a magela, right? So here's a person who's straightening out his roof. In those days, they didn't have roofs that looked like a peak. They had roofs that looked like a one-sided on an angle. And therefore, they had to keep on working on it, make sure that it had enough cement to keep the rain from going into the house. So this man was straightening out his roof with a magela. V'nafla olav aragosai. And this, as he was moving it downward further and further, the magela fell out of his hands. He lost the grip on it, and it fell onto a person, and it killed him. So he goes to galus. The man who's standing on the roof goes to galus. He was letting down a barrel. He had tied a barrel to a string, to a rope, and he was letting it down. Here, you have a man. He's got a barrel tied to a rope. He's letting it down, and it slips out of his hand, and it hits the person, and it kills him. V'nafla olav, and it fell on the person, v'aragosai, and it killed the person. Hayared basulam, a man was going down a ladder. Here you see a man's going down the ladder, man standing underneath it, and he falls and he kills him. V'nafal olav, and he fell. The man fell down the ladder, and he killed the person who was standing underneath the ladder. Hare zegoyle, he goes into galus. Aval, however, im hoya moshech b'magela, if he was pulling the tool called the magela. Right, so here's a picture of a person who is—he's not really pulling it in this particular picture, but he's putting it on a way that it's going upwards, and then it slipped out of his hand and it fell on the person. V'nafla olav aharogasai, and it fell out of his hands, it fell on the person, and it killed him. Hayadoyle bechavis, he was pulling the barrel upward, and the string ripped and it fell on the person. The rope ripped, and it fell on the person of Aragosa, and it killed him. He was going up a ladder. Here he's going up the ladder, not down the ladder, and it fell and he falls off and he fell off the ladder and he kills the person. That's not called someone who's mechuyev to go to galus. And he does not go to galus for this killing of this b'shoigik. Zehaklal, this is the general rule, because of what, like I said, the vayapel olav, the pasuk that says vayapel olav, it falls on him. Zehaklal, this is the rule. Kol shebederach yudasei goyle, so anything that happened on the way that it's going up, on an action that's going up, is goyle. V'shaloi bederach yudasei, and when it happens in a way, in a direction, and the action that's in the direction of not going up, it's called Ridarchi Ridasai, when something's going on the way down, Goyle, he goes into Galus, he has to go to the Ir Miklat, Vishalai Bidarchi Ridasai, but if the action that is happening is not going downward, in a Goyle, he does not go into Galus for killing someone Bishagi. Now, here we have a case of a person who has an axe. And in an axe, you have three different, or maybe even more, different actions as he's going through them. The first, he swings backwards so that he should build momentum. That's going downward. Then he swings back upwards. That's going upwards, so it's not going downwards. If he would kill somebody on this in this direction, he would go to Golas. If he goes upwards, he's not going to Golas. Back downwards towards the wood. Now he's again, if someone gets killed in that portion, he does go to Golas. So now, Nishmat HaBarzel Mikitoiv. A person has an axe, and the head, the part that's metal, goes flying off of the wood, the handle. The harag, and it killed. So that's neither nor up nor down, or maybe it's a question of whether that's considered up or down. Rabbi Yoimer, Rabbi says, Einoi Goyle, he does not go to Golas for that kind of action. And Chacham say, Goyle, that is considered something that goes to Golas. Minha eitz hamisbakas. So here's a person who's actually cutting a piece of wood. Let's say that, and here's where the axe fell off. But well, let's say the piece of wood itself went flying, and that's what killed the person. Mina eitz hamisbakas. Rabbi Omer goyle. Rabbi says he goes to Golas for chachamim, and the chachamim say ain't a goyle. That action also is not considered something that a person goes to Golas for. Yasha koyach, and have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.